B-Pod Studios.
Sixers with a big win last night. Sure, they're supposed to beat a team like the Miami Heat, even without Joel Embiid, but still they put it in the bank. They got started on the right foot for the last 24 games of the season. We're going to try to go in chronological order here with Keith Pompey of some of the things surrounding the Sixers. Keith, good morning to you, my friend.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Feeling good after that Sixers victory, but it didn't start off well right after the All-Star break, Keith. And you were there in Camden at the Sixers practice facility when Brett Brown was talking about Joel Embiid sitting out at least a week before he's reevaluated after the All-Star break. What were some of your major takeaways from that media session that he had with you and the other reporters?
I mean, the main thing is I was wondering, if his knee was bothering him beforehand, I mean, why did he play so many minutes in the All-Star game? I mean, that was the main thing to me. Brett said, it's one of those things when you just take complete time off, it makes it worse, I guess. But that was my main takeaway. I'm going to be honest with you. I just kept scratching my head, wondering why. I mean, I understand that Joel wants to play, but I felt like someone had to tell him, dude, you can only go 5 minutes or less.
And Keith, who's that got to come from? Is it got to come from Elton Brand? Does it have to come from? Does it have to come from Brett Brown? Is it the both of them? Who does that come from?
I don't know who it comes from, but somebody has to say it. You know what I mean? And again, don't get me wrong. What it showed me is that Joel is Joel, and Joel's going to do what he wants to do. We all know that, Joel is the franchise player. He tends to do what he wants. I mean, he's that guy. But let's just say if he fell or messed up his knee, worse than what it is or something, happened drastic at that game. You're looking at all these moves that the 76ers made, which are great moves. But they don't get to a championship. They don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals if you don't have a healthy Joel Embiid. So to me, he's the best player for a reason. And if something would have happened, drastically, I think the 76ers would have been in major trouble.
So tell me this, then. Is this something that Joel, knowing how his knees felt, should have said, all right, you know what, I'm going to limit my time or not play or something like that?
Trey, as an athlete, how it goes. It's one of those things where, you're going to want to play no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're just going to want to play. So my thing is, Joel is going to do what he wants to do. He wants to get out there. He wants to play. But sometimes it comes to someone else saying, look, buddy, you're just going to have to sit down. This is just how it is. I mean, there's been times when you played, your arm might have been messed up, something this and that. But you wanted to get out there. You just wanted to. It's just the warrior. It's the competitor in you. I don't blame Joel because, right now you're just thinking about, I want to get out there. But it comes down to an adult in the room, so to speak, that just says, hey, we got to shut it down, big fella.
Mm-hmm. Keith, I got two questions for you. One is, was there any inkling before the All-Star game, did you see maybe during workouts or whispers or whatever, that the knee was bothering him a lot?
I didn't, and Brett did raise a point that, he did have, knee, he's been going on, he's had knee problems early on. He did miss a game December 30th with knee soreness. There's been times where, we knew, they were saying rest, but you knew that his body wasn't right. But, heading into that, I did not know that, he had or had an inkling that, it reoccurred. So no, I didn't know that.
So here's my theory, and I don't know if you've heard me say it. I think this was planned. I think this time off was planned. I think when they and like with Brett, the stuff that he said yesterday, you put it or 2 days ago, you put it perfectly. You were scratching your head with the things that he was saying. Time off isn't good, but we're going to rest him anyway, and it has nothing to do with the All-Star game. Do you buy into maybe, just maybe, they said before the All-Star game, go and play, and when you come back, we're going to give you a week off?
I mean, could be, but, here's the thing. Give them a week off, but, right now, the Sixers have the ninth easiest schedule coming out of the All-Star break. these four or three games aren't exactly the, you know, among the easy ones.
Right.
Or as far as the center matchup, you know what I mean? Like, Joel Embiid is the best center in the league. You know, he would have went up against Hassan Whiteside, who laid an egg, you know, but then he has, you know, Okafor and Anthony Davis. And then after, I mean, excuse me, he has them on Monday, but then he has, what's his name? Nurkic.
Yeah.
You know, Jusuf Nurkic. I mean, these are three key matchups that you want your center, you know, on the court, especially in Saturday's game. I mean, this is a team that beat them by 34 points the last time Embiid played. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason why, Keith, that too. You know, like, that's part of my reasoning why. Like, oh, give him a rest, especially against tough opponents. Just give him that week off, let him rest, and then come back. Now, look, I'm not around, but that's just, you know, we've seen these injury stuff before. That, I just think there's something more to this.
Could be. I mean, that's a great point. But you know what? You're going to need him to play against tough competition in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a great point, but come on, man. He has to play.
I agree. But.
Speaking with Keith Pompey, the Philadelphia Inquirer, Philly.com. You know, Keith, we're saying Joel needs to play, but I don't know. I think he should be worried about his minutes when he comes back with the way Bobby's playing, man.
Little... Nah, bro.
kidding, of course, Keith. Kidding. But what did you... What did you make of the man making the most of his opportunity to get a start last night for the Sixers?
You know, I think he played well. I mean, you know, I would have liked to see him get more touches or get off more shots in the second half. But, you know, I think he played well. It was one of those things where, you know, in a half-court set, you know, when they slow things up in the playoffs, he looks like he can give the 76ers valuable minutes, you know, as a reserve. My question is when he's out of the game, you know, and Embiid's out of the game, you know, it just seems like what other production are they going to get from that spot? You know, they had to go small ball to get back in the game, you know, until they brought him back for the final 339. So, you know, I think that is one of those things where the concern is what happens if Bobby's having a bad game or if it's a bad matchup for him. Who are you going to rely on at that five spot?
How about the bench? That's been a big concern. Obviously, right now, one of your better bench players, Boban Marjanovic, is actually getting the starts again for Embiid, but while he's out. But T.J. McConnell came off as well as he played last night in terms of being a spark in the fourth quarter to get the Sixers going and all that. They still need a lot of help. Is there any direction you see them going, maybe in the buyout market, to add to that bench?
You know, it's weird because the guys that they really wanted to go after that could help the bench, you know, basically signed with other teams after they were bought out. Now, like, the thing is, here's the one thing I will say about the bench is, you know, they still need to adjust because a lot of the guys who they're using outside of TJ are all newcomers to the team. And secondly, someone raised a great point to me last night. You know, you have these guys in here, and the Sixers stagger, you know, the starting lineup, whereas you have James Ennis and Jonathan Simmons in there with three starters. And when you need production from them, like, sometimes they stick around and they're standing around looking because they know that it's all about Jimmy Butler, it's all about Tobias. So they're not really in a rhythm. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think that while they look bad yesterday, it could be one of those things where it's still going to take a couple games for us to truly evaluate them. But, yeah, it wasn't a good showing. I mean, T.J. McConnell shot 3-for-4. The other reserve players were 2-for-11 shooting, and that's not good at all.
Keith, how do you see this Embiid thing playing out? You and I have been around many injuries that never really went as planned around this team. Do you think he misses what they said a week and then comes back against Golden State? Do you think it's that limited?
Yeah, I mean, I think. I mean, you know, right now I'm just going to have to go off of, you know, what they're saying. And when you think about it, I actually think that is a good chance that we'll see him, you know, back next Thursday against OKC because – if you know, let's say he had his MRI on Tuesday, you know, so a week would be next Tuesday and they play that game next Thursday. So, you know, I think that gives him 9 days to rest. A good sign is he came in the to the arena yesterday, and then he did a workout in the pregame, you know, got treatment and all that other stuff. So, you know, he's walking around fine. It's just, you know, I think he just has to get this rest, and we'll see, you know, where he can go moving forward.
Last one for you, Keith. Looking at the rest of this season and the 23 games remaining, will the Sixers get up into that 3 seed, taking it from the Pacers by the time it's all said and done?
Man, that's a tough one. I mean, you know, you look at, you're waiting for the Pacers to die, so to speak. you know, you're hoping, if you're a Sixers fan, you're hoping that Boston doesn't get it together. But, you know, you would assume that they would, just because they have the easiest schedule of the three teams. And the Pacers, you know, the Victor Oladipo thing is going to happen. So I think the Sixers will get it, but I think that, you know, it's not going to be as easy as everyone, you know, hopes it will be. But I think they will get it.
And just to be clear, again, you think Embiid is better than Boban?
Me no habla inglés.
Keith, you're the man. I really appreciate jumping on with us and talking all things Sixers, man. Thanks, bud.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Keith.
Keith Pompey, Philadelphia Inquirer, Philly.com. Wow. Keith really thought I was serious.
He's like, yo, bro.
Nah, man. Nah. I got a nah, man.
Yeah, he did.
From Keith Pompey. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. 619-632.
Nah, man.
Like, come on.
Don't even play.
Literally, you know what that is? Like, the pecking order. Like, the pecking order is like, oh, I totally agree with you. Great point. To nah, man, to just hanging up the phone. Like, I was just above hanging up the phone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.